Apple, you got some splaining to do, honey. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Recycle Bin. Why are you laughing already? Why are you laughing already?
When you did a high pitch.
What's going on, guys? Where are you going with this? Welcome to Recycle Bin. What's the date here? It is
May 26th.
Happy that day. Memorial Day weekend. Thanks to all the soldiers and the veterans who have sacrificed so much so we could be total idiots on the internet. For real. There's no sponsors today. We're going to try to do a little bit different today. Half hour show. We'll see how it goes. You tell us in the comment section how you feel about it. If you hate it, tell us. We'll fix it. Also, it's not just Brian and I today. As we do every other week, we have a guest. And today we are joined by someone that is far more handsome than we will ever be. He's the bearded, the bold, Andrew Zarin, everybody. Already drinking wine.
Sorry, I forgot. We were doing a show.
Right, yeah, we're doing the show.
Because I'm down about a bottle of wine. Hey, everybody. I'm glad I'm here. This is the first time I'm doing this. I think this is the first time I've ever done a show for you. You've done a lot of What the Text for me.
Dude,
but I've never been on a show with you.
Yeah, I've done a lot of shows for you. Yeah. So I had to do like 18 What the Text to earn the right to have you on the show.
Is that the conversion
Listen,
rate?
I want
the text.
Yeah, 18 to 1. No, this is awesome. I'm glad I'm here. You guys do a great show. I tune in normally around this time every week that you do this, and I'm really drunk. I'm really drunk most of the time, or I'll call you on your phone. That's another thing that I do.
That you have done that. Yes, you have called me on my fucking phone.
Yeah. Which I enjoy personally. I don't know if you enjoy it, but
I enjoy it. For the people who don't know who Andrew Zarin is, he's from the GFQ Network, like the father of podcasting, as far as I'm concerned. Fuck Leo Laporte. This is my own opinion. Andrew Zarin is the father of podcasting. I watched Andrew for years and years and years as a creepy fan, and now we're buds, and now I'm not so much of a fan.
No, not any. You don't watch anything anymore. You just take me to shady places in New York when you come to visit.
Shut the fuck up.
That's a whole different story.
Andrew, would you like to do a proper introduction for yourself? Where can people find you before we hop into the show?
Of course, on Twitter at Andrew Zarin. You can follow me on Twitter. That's pretty much the only place, really. I don't really Instagram too much personally.
Nah.
Mostly kids' pictures. You know, my kids, not like weird, you know, random kids at the park. It's mostly my kids, mostly.
Oh man, that's
that came out really effed up. It's you know, it's like my family photos. But you can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarin and at GFQ Network.
Holy shit, dude! I need a second to recover from that. That was. For a second, I didn't think you were going to fix it. I thought you were just going to leave
it.
No.
You thought I was just going to go right there.
Yeah.
I just post your kids' pictures on my Instagram.
Right.
No, you can follow me on Twitter, obviously. And then I do What the Tech with Paul Theriot, the world famous tech journalist, Paul Theriot. And I do a wrestling podcast called Matman.
You can find it. We'll put all those links down in the show notes as well. So if you're listening on iTunes or Google Play or whatever, you can find the show notes there. And of course, on YouTube, down in the description below, we'll put all those links there. Guys, before we get into the show, check out the merch. New Recycle Bin merch. Brian's not wearing his because he's a little fuckface.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing my Recycle Bin shirt because they come out of the mail smelling like a bottle of fucking vinegar. And I don't want to put that on
myself. It's not my fault they need to treat it to make sure it sticks.
Dude. I know where you're getting those shirts, by the way.
Well,
I've had the same thing.
You don't know where I'm getting the shirts. I guarantee
you. I have the same problem. I have the same problem because any direct to garment.
Yeah. So when direct to garment is literally like they use a massive printer. It's not screen printing. It's the fucking future is what it is. But to make sure the shirt is flat and stuff before a heat press, they spray it with vinegar. So that's why when it comes out of the package, it smells a little bit like vinegar. I like the smell.
A little bit like vinegar. Okay.
It's
my
awesome.
My cat runs
first
away
of all.
From me when I wear it. Just so you know,
we got samples in because we want to make sure that the quality is beautiful before we give it to you, before we sell it to you, and you spend your hard earned money on it. When we did the Fuckfield shirt with Teespring, first of all, nothing against Teespring. We really, really love you guys. Thanks for helping us out. We just want to have more control over the quality, and we sold a lot of Fuckfield shirts. So we were like, whoa, why don't we should definitely do merch? Everyone's been telling us to do merch. We're finally doing merch. When you get yours. It comes in a beautiful little FPT package, FPT store package, and comes with a little note from us. Every shirt What's comes the note with a say, little John? Note from us.
Read it. Well, dramatic
to,
reading.
No, they're going to have to buy it to figure out what the note says. Or they could pause and just read number. It. Yeah, it comes with my phone number. But yeah, the merch is super soft. It has our own tags. That's what my favorite part about the shirt is just how fucking soft it is.
Can you show us the tag?
Mine doesn't have the tag. Mine has a outside label.
Oh.
Yeah, where's my shirt? Tag. I sent it to you. Dude, fuck you. I wanted you to wear the shirt on the podcast. So I was like, hey, give me your address and your shirt size. That was on Monday. You told me on Thursday. Is what you did.
Oh, I did tell you on Thursday. Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you see the issue?
So, yeah, because here's the problem. Here's the problem. You text me on my Android phone. I never look at this anymore.
Give me a different number then. Just tell me the number. What is it? I'll put it on my phone.
I gave you my work number before, and you're like, I don't want your work text. I want your personal text. I think you think it's like a weird thing. It's like, oh, he won't give me his personal number.
It is a weird thing. I want to be close. I want to be closer.
That's as close as you're going to get, brother. It's my work phone.
So, guys, June 1st is when the store launches. We'll let you know, and you'll obviously know. We're going to launch with another limited shirt design, similar to what we did with the Fuckfield shirt. We'll have, like, regular collections. This is obviously the Recycle Bin collection, and then it'll come with, you'll be able to get a limited shirt design as well. And it'll ship as soon as you order it, not like Teespring, where you got to wait 8 weeks before the collection or the orders are all in. Okay. Let's talk about Apple, because it seems that for whatever reason, there's no in-between here. It's either you really agree with what we said on last night's show about Apple and them being fucking liars about the whole iPhone 6 thing,
yeah.
Or it's the other side of the spectrum where, oh, that's old. Just forget about it. It's fine.
Yeah, what is this mentality of just not caring that they completely lied and put out a like defective product, even though it's a couple years ago.
Okay, so
nothing.
And I'm going to fill Andrew in because I'm really I haven't heard his opinion yet. So we're going to make sure we get Andrew's opinion. Which I waited. I did a show with him today, and I still waited. I haven't heard his opinion yet.
Oh wow! So you're like sitting on it. Okay.
Yeah. So Talos of Tech put out a video last night, and this I was waiting to hear his like defense of this or to see his opinion because I didn't know if he was going to defend it or not. I just wanted to know what could possibly be the defense to them doing this. And he did come out and defend him and essentially was like, no one is doing this to their phone. No one is bending their phone like this. You know, sorry if Apple did release the phone and didn't think that'd be a big deal. And he kept saying it, you know, it's the most sold phone, the most sold product ever. So that justifies it. And it was very rare. He mentioned that Apple said it was very rare. And also he said, you know, people just do bend tests and all that stuff and hate on this because it gets views. But like, that's what YouTube is people putting out videos for views. And that's exactly, I mean, Drew's whole channel is about Apple, just in the opposite direction. Yeah. So effectively what happened here is in 2014, as you know, we have the iPhone 6 come out, the iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus. And then Bendgate happened. It turned out that the phones were bending, sometimes in people's pockets, sometimes after a little bit of time. It was just like slightly bending in the middle. And Lou from Unbox Therapy put out a video that went totally viral, and that's sort of what really like opened everyone's eyes to it, about Bendgate, about the phones bending and everything like that. So the iPhone 6 Plus is more likely to bend than the regular iPhone 6, but they are both likely to bend. But what had happened was Apple said, you know, we've sold so many phones and only 9 customers have come out and said that they had an issue. So this is very rare. It's not a problem. It's whatever. On top of that, there was another issue with the iPhone 6 called touch disease, where effectively a corner of the display would just stop working, would become totally unresponsive. And Apple said, oh, that's just because like that's bound to happen after you drop it several times. So they put this on the consumer. They said the consumers are dropping it several times, and that's the issue. And they made consumers, the customers, pay for it. If you brought it to Apple, if you didn't have AppleCare, it was $150 to fix the phone. Then about 2 years later, they kind of opened up and said, you know what, this maybe there was an issue. And they offered the opportunity to fix the phones, but it was already 2 years later. So at that point, they sort of convinced people to just upgrade and buy the new iPhone. Now, there's an ongoing court investigation right now regarding touch disease specifically. There's a class action lawsuit. Thousands of people were affected by this. And the court ruled that Apple had to turn in some internal documents regarding the iPhone 6. And within those internal documents, it revealed that they fucking knew. They already knew before they released the phone that the iPhone 6 was 3 times more likely to bend than previous models. The iPhone 6 Plus was 7 more times likely to bend than previous iPhones. That's significant. So they knew it would bend. And it turns out that this touch disease is directly related to bend gait. So the phone was weaker. You have displays. Literally, it was coming basically like the epoxy wasn't good enough, strong enough, and it was becoming like detached from the circuit board. And so people's displays weren't working. And the issue here is that they made customers knowingly that there was a defect with the product. And they didn't tell anybody. They would have never told us, and if it weren't for this court case, they knew, and they still made customers pay $150 to repair the defected product that Apple knew there would be an issue with. But they put it on the customer. That's the issue I'm seeing. Andrew, we've shared our opinions. Yes, sir. What is your opinion? Yes. Could you possibly defend Apple here?
So let me start off by telling people what I use regularly, right? Okay. I've been using a Mac for like 10 years, but all my production stuff in my office and my studio is all Windows. So I'm in both ecosystems equally. But my personal stuff is always a laptop, a MacBook. And I'll talk about my MacBook problems if you want me to after this. But I have to tell you, you know, we'll never really know how many people are really affected by this because Apple will never release those numbers.
That's ever. The issue.
They don't release numbers for anything. We don't know. I mean, they're very secretive about this stuff. So when you put into let's look at the big thing, like, right, how many of these phones have bent? This is an iPhone 7, but let's say it's an iPhone 6 Plus. How many of them have bent just because of weak infrastructure? How many of them have bent because I put it in my back pocket and I sit on the freaking thing every single time? We don't really know. Obviously, there's a problem with these things and they're bending. It's the same thing with you're holding it wrong. You know, with the iPhone 4, that's what they said. They said, listen, you're holding the phone wrong. And if you think about that, listen, this thing should not bend unless, you know, if I'm doing this, it shouldn't bend. If I'm forcefully doing it, yeah, fine. It's going to bend. You know, I got a buddy. He sits on his phone and the thing is totally warped. I mean, it's really it's actually funny. I could spin it like a bottle. On a counter, but we really won't know how many of them are really genuinely affected due to a manufacturer defect, how many of them are affected because I did something to them. That's the problem here. And Apple really doesn't want to admit to it because then that's a class action lawsuit, that's a recall, and that's going to cost them billions and billions of dollars. So of course they're going to come up with the excuse of you're holding it wrong and you're sitting on it.
Yeah.
My personal belief, I think they had a problem. Those iPhone 6s had a total infrastructure problem where they would actually bend because it was a softer metal. I mean, essentially, that's what it would be. I really, with my own personal usage and with emails and with the shows that I've done, I've only heard very little feedback about it bending from my own personal. I mean, that's not to say that this is not a real issue, which I do think for some it is. I don't know if it's as big, widespread of an issue with these iPhone 6s as we may think it is.
It's a big enough issue for a class action lawsuit that's happening right now for an investigation to be.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So of course they don't want to admit to it. Of course they're not going to admit to it. And obviously if they go to court with this and they don't settle, we'll find out how many phones are actually affected because it'll go into the system and we'll have to know.
And what sucks is this has been revealed so many years after the iPhone 6. So like
to the point that people don't care.
Yeah, there's no recall that's going to happen. Like if it's going to hurt Apple, but like it'll be here and gone. Like everyone has moved on. And I think that's the real issue for me is that they knew they released the phone, the exact issues that they predicted would happened to thousands and thousands and thousands of users. And instead of coming out and being like, oh yeah, this is a known defect, they put it on you and said, it's because you dropped it a bunch of times. You're going to have to pay $150. Don't worry. And that'll be fine. Or then 2 years later, upgrade a phone.
Let me tell you, they still got a 10 out of 10 consumer report because they only charged them $150.
Only. Yeah. But that only. See, here's the issue now. When Apple comes out and says, "Oh, only this many people were affected. Oh, this is a rare issue with this phone. Oh, we had this many sales. Oh, our customer service satisfaction is through the roof. Blah 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 blah." How the fuck can we trust anything they say now?
Now listen, I didn't have any issues with the iPhone 6. People that I know personally didn't have an issue with the iPhone 6, but I can tell you with my own personal experience with them that there has been a significant drop in quality. Significant drop. I don't care how beautiful these laptops are. I don't care how nice they look to you. There is a fundamental problem with the current state of Apple. And I'm going to tell you why I think this. And this is not a one-off experience. I got a 2016 MacBook Pro. And John knows the story because I've documented this whole thing. I've gone through seven. I'm not exaggerating the number. Seven MacBook Pros from 2016 to 2017, which have all been either replaced or logic board replacements. Seven times I've gone through this. There is a problem with manufacturing for them. And I don't know if this has to do with a wide, you know, just how PCs are going and the
consumer
market is going.
It's quality control.
Listen, I'm one of these people. It has to be. I'm one of these people that takes care of my shit. I don't drop my phones. I have cases on them. I don't bang it around. The 2016 MacBook Pro, within 3 days, it was dead. Something happened and it died. I went, they handed me a new one. That one started having kernel panics. I went in, they handed me a new one. The second one started, the third one now started having kernel panics. They replaced the logic board, had kernel panics again. They finally gave up and handed me a 2017. That one was fine for a couple months. And then I started having display problems. This is my second 2017 model. Yeah. This is not a normal thing for anybody to go through. I don't put these computers through extensive use or extensive testing and in humid environments or cold environments. I use this like everybody else.
It's because you carry your MacBook Pro in your back pocket. Just admit it.
I was going to fucking
John, but you know what? You hit the nail on the head. You know what the difference is? I travel with this thing.
So a big excuse is like, oh, well, I'm shocked. You know, the phone is thinner and taller than other iPhones. Of course it's going to bend. That fucking excuse doesn't work either, because the year later they adapted and gave us stronger materials and forced the middle of the phone. The iPhone 6S did not have the problem. And if you say, oh, thinner, taller phones bend, that's just how it works, tell that to my fucking Galaxy S8. I don't know what you want from me. Brian, be the reason in this conversation. What is your opinion? Just give it to us straight. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Companies, especially Apple, who thrive on consumer trust, should not lie to their consumers.
So that's the issue for you, is that they lied.
That's it. I mean, if they came out and said, listen, these phones, if you put them under stress, can bend. And under other, these are more flimsy than the previous phones. That would have been it. There'd be no big dramatic thing right now.
Yeah.
The fact
that it took a court order to get these documents out is a problem.
Yeah, and like it was like under lock and key within Apple. It's all hush hush, and they obviously did testing because it's three times more likely to bend and seven times more likely to bend. Yeah. So they were 100% aware the entire time the iPhone 6 was out. The entire time they were charging customers money to fix their issue, they were just lying down the chain to like Genius Bar employees who were telling customers, "Oh, you fucked up. Yeah. We didn't do it." So that's the problem for me.
So
I feel like
if the fact that they knew and they released the product anyway, I feel like that is more easily excused for me. I don't think that's the big problem here. I think I'm with you, and with the problem being the fact that they knew, they released it, okay, but also the problems happened as predicted and they put it on the customer. And they lied the whole time. That the lying thing is the issue for me.
Yeah, I agree. We're being real sentimental right now. We want these companies to be like real huggy and like, listen, we love you too, Apple consumer. You're our friend.
But it wasn't but just not the case. They lied and made you pay for it.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's what really does it for me. Yeah.
That's what hurts me the most as a human being is that knowing that Tim Cook might not be the most truthful person.
No.
But like, is this a one-off issue where we're just like, okay, whatever? Or does this now mean that we cannot trust the things they say when they're like, customer satisfaction is at 98%, or we sold this many devices, or this problem that you're talking about is very rare. Only 9 people have reported it. Those are just noises coming from Apple now. And I feel like we can't trust anything they say.
I mean, to be honest, whenever I've heard those numbers, I've seen it. Everything they've ever said, I've seen an asterisk next to.
Yeah.
Like, out of our sample size of Idaho, only 9 people have had these problems. That's what I always see. So I don't think it's going to change. It just, everything feels a little bit more menacing now, especially like, when like little things like this come out.
Only 9 people experienced the problem right away, but now there's a class action lawsuit that says there was more.
Right.
So there's the wrap up for that story. There's going to be a big problem with trusting Apple now. Personally, I would like to see a response at WWDC in a couple weeks. They won't.
It's not going to affect sales.
It's not
going to affect their sales.
That's what fucking sucks. My Apple video that blew up, the title literally is Apple sucks now and it's your fault. Because right, people are going to buy it anyway. They're not going to learn their lesson. They're still going to make a bunch of money. And I'm sick of the excuses and the defense being, well, the numbers are still good. They're still selling. It's still the most sold iPhone or the most sold phone. That's not a good enough excuse. Just because popularity doesn't mean it's good. They're riding the previous Apple wave.
Committing to an ecosystem. And I'll tell you, it's committing to an ecosystem. You know, once you're in, you're in. There's a number of reasons. One, there's obviously blind followers, and you see that all the time where people unapologetically defend a brand or a team because they feel a connection to it. It becomes almost like a religion for them. I have I don't give a shit if Samsung does well or not. As long as it works for me, that's what I'm going to use. The same thing goes for Apple. When they start making products to the point that I no longer feel like I could use their software and hardware, I'll move on to something else. I use my HP as much as I use my Mac now. But at the end of the day, it comes down to and these companies are smart and everybody's doing this. This is not an Apple thing. Once you're in, you're in, because everything is tied to it. Your apps are tied to it. The experience is tied to it. You know, I did a show with John today and we were talking about how the reason why I still use a Mac is because of iMessage. Yeah. Because it's so much easier for me to communicate with my family because it's right there. I don't want to go through the hoops of installing this app and installing that app and sometimes getting the messages and sometimes not. It works. And that's good enough for me.
That's the disconnect for you. And because for me, I was invested in Facebook Messenger before I left iOS. So when I left iOS, I didn't feel the pain of losing iMessage.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see. It's not going to happen, but the only way this stuff gets fixed is consumer reaction. And there's not going to be anything. And I'm really curious because there's going to be a boiling point. And I'm just curious to know in the next few years, assuming Apple stays on this trend of just not giving a fuck, what is it going to take? What is it going to be to where the customers, the people are like, oh, wow, that's fucked up. Like, I just wonder what it's going to take. Let's wrap up with the last 10 minutes or so of Q&A. Guys, if you have a question, leave it down in the chat. It can be for me, for Brian, for Andrew, and we'll answer your questions. Let's try to be not total dicks in the chat. I'm looking at the chat and like, let's not call Drew names and stuff. We still respect Drew. Just because I don't agree with him or his arguments doesn't mean that we need to call him names in the chat. So don't be a fucking dick, okay? Let's try that.
While we're waiting for questions to pop because of the delay.
Yeah.
Painfully Honest Tech has been in chat just dropping Painfully Honest bombs like
he
does. Yeah, because
it's so painfully honest,
He said something I really appreciate earlier on when we were talking about why it bothers us with them lying about it. He said that they didn't only lie, but they also stole from consumers. And they that's did. Very yeah. true.
That word, yeah. man, that word hits you right in the heart. That's what I mean.
Yeah, knowing
it wasn't just that it was a lie. A lie can just be whatever. But you paid people paid $150 for their lie.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up. That's a perfect word, is stealing. Randy asks, where can we find you, Andrew? Which I think we covered in the beginning. Links are down. We'll be down.
GFTnetwork.com. It doesn't let me post it. Oops. Remove any web addresses and try again.
Oh, you're not allowed to post. Are you not allowed to post links?
Shame on you trying to spam.
I can't. So unmod me. GFQNetwork.com. You can find all my content there. You can find me. But I highly suggest, if you want to know what I'm up to, just follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian.
So if you guys have any questions, we're just going to really quickly wrap up. Again, trying to keep the show a little short today.
This reminds me of when we used to do FPT in a podcast form. We would cover one heavy story.
That was awful. That reminds me, Andrew, you did do an episode of the podcast version of Front Page Tech with me.
I did not.
You did.
I don't think I did.
No, you did.
I did.
There's an episode.
Are you sure?
There's literally video evidence. There's video evidence of it.
Number one, I don't believe
guys,
you.
It was. Okay, internet, it was season three. There's a video from Front Page Tech.
Someone find this.
Season three with Andrew Zarian.
So I remember we used to air Front Page Tech, right?
You did when it was a podcast.
Yeah, it was syndicated.
I did when it was a podcast. And we syndicated it. And I remember coming into my studio and I was pissed drunk and I turned my mic on and I started yelling at you.
You did, yeah.
Is that what you were talking about, or was I actually
no.
A guest
you
on your
were
show?
It was like fucking 2 p.m. You hadn't had a sip of alcohol yet. Totally sober.
I have no memory of this whatsoever.
Oh boy!
Literally, I have zero memory of ever doing the podcast.
I'm telling you,
so
man.
So yes, you can find
real.
This.
Season three. I remember the season. Go ahead, Brian.
There was a question earlier from Taitoria, kind of an abstract question, but you know, it'll get it going. What is your dream phone inside and out?
Mm.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck what's on it, iOS, yeah. Android. As long as it works and doesn't break in half, doesn't crash when I open Bluetooth, OnePlus, looking at you. just work. Just work fuck me.
I want iPhone hardware running stock Android.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Would you take an iPhone 10 with Android?
Here's the thing. I am a big fan of Apple hardware. I did not leave, and I say this all the time, I did not leave Apple because of the hardware. I left Apple because I was frustrated with iOS.
Right.
Which is why I'm hoping with iOS 12 they fix it.
It's like when I see a MacBook run on Windows, it just sits weird with me. I don't like it. What about you, Andrew?
You know what it would be? It would be, for me, it would be the opposite. It would be the Samsung hardware, like the form factor of this, with iOS on it.
Hey, there's no notch that way.
There's no fucking notch.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Yeah. I don't care. Can I just tell you? I don't give a shit how many times. I'm gonna tell you. I don't give a shit how many times anybody tells me that fucking notch doesn't bother them. It's pointless. And it makes no goddamn sense to remove your fucking display by this much. And now the fact that Samsung, I guarantee, is going to do it. LG's doing it. Huawei's doing it. Every goddamn phone manufacturer is putting a fucking notch in just because Apple did it. There's no rhyme or reason.
No.
Why there should be a notch on your display.
At least you can kind of excuse Apple and say hey, look, Malo found the FPT episode with you in it.
There it
in
is.
In the chat.
Okay, so check it out later.
So at least for Apple.
How bloated am I? Let's see.
For the Apple thing, you can say, you know, that it's needed. Like, functional.
They didn't want to put it in. They were forced
to put it in. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody, Andrew. I fucking tried to tell them that they don't need it.
Oh, my God.
That they didn't want to put it in.
Dude, Johnny Ives wasn't sitting there and was like, you know, what's the next step for great
design?
No,
Andrew, you got to do the accent.
I can't do an accent. I can. I can only do, like, my father's accent, and I could do like a Persian accent.
That's so
I can't
specific.
Do the Johnny Ives. It's very, my accents are very specific.
No,
I can do a very New York.
Sure.
Like I'm hiding my New York accent right now. This
You're
is
trying.
Me covering
oh, yeah,
it up.
It sounds like it.
Oh, so hard. Oh, so hard. Johnny Ives did not sit there and say, you know what?
Thought you were going to say Johnny Ives step, a Nazi.
He wasn't like, you know what takes courage?
Yeah.
You know what takes courage? Yeah. Taking a piece of your fucking display away.
Yeah, just
and adding
biting
this
the top
obscure,
of it.
Just biting the top off and putting cameras there. First of all, that face sensor shit that they put, that was secondary. They didn't intend on doing that. They wanted to put the fingerprint sensor in the goddamn display, and they failed at it. So the only other option was to remove a piece of your screen. And now, I mean, Apple did it, so LG has it. I can't defend that. Now, let me tell you. I get it doesn't bother people. Like, I know because you get used to
it doesn't bother people because they don't want to feel bad about spending $1,200 on a goddamn phone, so they validate their opinion by being like, oh, no, I don't even see it anymore.
No, I get it. I get it because after time, you adjust. It's like going and using the Edge browser on Windows.
Dude, no matter how people many times, that are blind in one eye that go blind in one eye eventually adjust, too. Doesn't mean it's not in the fucking way.
It doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I tried to say. Apple's excuse to say in my fucking Apple video that number one, the notch is literally a design oversight. They didn't want it to be there, but they had to rush the phone out. And number two, they wanted Touch ID there and they couldn't get it. So then they went all in and pretended like Face ID is the fucking future. And now they're stuck with that because of the shit they said.
By the way, it works. I'll tell you though, Face ID works very well. I'm getting the drunk pitches at this point.
Oh yeah,
it's kicking in.
No one is saying though that Face ID doesn't
fine.
Yeah, no one's saying that Face ID doesn't work. What we're saying is there was fucking, they took shortcuts because they rushed the phone out, and no Apple sheep in the fucking world admits that. And it's what drives my dick inside me.
What I want to know, and this is honestly, I'm not making a bit out of this. Like, okay, it's funny, you know, it's kind of funny, but I'm not making a bit out of this. Why did LG do it? Why did they put a notch?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
is
the iPhone 10 sells so well. That's why.
Why is this in Google's, you know, with the next version of Android? Why is this part of the next version of Android that there is the notch within the OS? Apple really accelerated the market with the iPhone and with the iPad. But now, and I get copying that because it was so different. And even with the MacBook Air, another great example, changed the entire market with the PCs, changed everything. But those changes were positive. You were changing because it was aesthetically nice. It was fundamentally right. Nice. It was evolutionary. This is the step that we're going for. But to remove a piece of your screen because Apple did it makes no fucking sense.
No, not at all.
No fucking sense unless you have to. Unless LG could come and say, you know what, guys, this is the reason why we did this. It makes the most sense. We couldn't figure it out, and this is what we did. We all know why Apple did it. But why is Samsung doing it? Why is Huawei doing it? Why is ZTE going to do it? Dude, is every smartphone manufacturer in the fucking world doing it?
Fucking LG. Do you know what the price of the ThinQ is? Do you know?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's more expensive than the fucking S9.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are they thinking? LG, public service announcement. Fuck off.
Here, listen, before we go back into notch discussion, I feel like we need to answer one question.
We're going to answer one more question and then we're going to wrap up.
Well, we got a super chat in earlier and I think this is perfect because of you being here, Andrew and John. We haven't really had time to talk about it in depth. From Alexander Podwills, talk tech linked before the podcast ends. And so, I figure both of you guys should have something to say about this.
I don't know if Andrew knows what TechLinked is.
What am I talking about? Tell me and I'll figure it out.
So Linus Sebastian came out with a new show called TechLinked.
Is this Linus?
Linus. Not the dude in our chat. Okay.
Not the dude in your, okay.
It's a tech news show that is fun.
Okay.
That sounds familiar.
Is this what you do? Because I thought I do
that.
Oh,
dude, fuck off. it's like a short form tech news show. It's not a podcast or anything. It's a tech news show.
It's like Front Page Tech. So I'm going to tell you something. So I've heard of Linus. I've seen his stuff like randomly. I just discovered him.
I love Linus, by the way, as far as watching his content.
Okay, I watched the one that they do, like the scrapper thing where they travel and they try to put together Scrapyard a computer. Wars, like, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's a great show.
I just watched that. I thought that was really good. I think he's a very smart guy. I think he's created this great operation. I saw the one that he went to China to put together a computer, like with really dirt cheap parts. I thought that was really cool, too.
Great video.
You know what's the most unsettling part? The fact that he has so many piercings. I can't get past the earrings. I really can't. And that's all I'm not knocking the guy at all. That's all I fucking stare at are his ears. And it's like, it doesn't come naturally to me to see him with all the earrings. I just can't picture him with the earrings. It bothers me. It's affected me with his stuff. I think he does great content, but all I see is, how many piercings do you have? And why? And when? When did you do this? When did you decide
on this? Linked.
It's the tech link.
Linus is going to do whatever the fuck he wants. I can't be mad.
Listen, dude, I love that he's making money doing this. I love that he's doing great content.
A lot of money.
But I really want to know at what age he got the piercings.
He has got to pay for them somehow.
And where else he has these piercings?
Is it Prince Rupert? Is that the one?
Prince Albert? No. But I do. I'm willing to bet $20 that he has a nipple ring.
Well, I mean, we can get a hold of him and bring him on the show, and we'll see if we'll.
Listen, dude, no knock at all. I think he's awesome. I just, it was daunting to me when I noticed the earrings.
Daunting.
That's all I could I could do.
Guys, nice. Let us know in the comment section below. And of course, keep rating and reviewing on iTunes, because we want to beat Andrew all the time. We love you. And of course, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on the show. We really enjoyed that. If you want
dude, this was the most fun I've had doing a podcast in years.
You bet your fucking dick it was.
Yeah.
if you want to follow Andrew, all his links are down in the description below. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta la, bye.